extra one. It's the one
that's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
When I'm alone,
there's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
It's the one
that you may as well crash with.
Finishing this hour with a folk implosion. That was Natural One. I want to say thank you again to the folks at Nucci Space for welcoming us for our Sense of Place Athens, Georgia series. Thanks to Miguel Perez for his work on that session. And thank you to the Wincote Foundation who make our Sense of Place series possible. Thanks also to our affiliates across the country, including KRTS in Marfa, Texas, and WSKG in Binghamton, New York. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
How do you take care of your mental health? There are lots of things you can do. One of them might be taking time to listen to music. Music might be an escape. It can be a way to feel less alone. But for the folks who make that music, the mental health challenges can be unique.
It's like in order to touch those deepest emotions to create great art, most creative people are on a roller coaster a little bit. We all are, to some degree, you know.
That's Athens, Georgia musician and producer David Barbie. In the 90s, David lost his friend and fellow musician Nucci Phillips to suicide. Nucci's mom opened Nucci Space in his memory, a mental health nonprofit that supports musicians. David's been involved ever since, and so have a lot of other people in town.
The punk rockers, the jam bands, the country bands, it doesn't matter. Everybody's in on Nucci Space.
Visit Nucci Space today on Sense of Place Athens. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe. Starting this hour with a song about compassion and caring for one another, it is Bruce Hornsby and The Range with The Way It Is.
Think that way? Did you really think about it before you met?
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. For our Sense of Place series, we take you on a deep dive into a city's music scene. Today, it's our final dispatch from Georgia for our Sense of Place Athens series. Just a quick warning before we get into the show. This episode talks directly about suicide. Nucci Phillips is a name that almost everyone in Athens will recognize. You'll find his name on posters and windows, on bronze plaques as you walk down the street, and on a busy street corner not far from downtown, you'll see a blue brick building that bears his name, Nucci Space. In the mid-90s, Nucci Phillips was a promising student at the University of Georgia. He loved playing guitar, he had lots of friends, but Nucci was also struggling with clinical depression. And in the fall of 1996, he died by suicide. He was only 22 years old.
It's took me a while to move from thinking about how things ended up for him to a phase of appreciating that his unfortunate end led to this incredible thing for other people.
That's music producer David Barbie. He's the owner of Chase Park Transduction Studios in Athens, where he's worked on records from Drive-By Truckers, Deer Hunter, and Animal Collective. He's also the director of the music business program at UGA. And he was Nucci's friend. When he first met Nucci, David had already built a reputation for himself as a producer and as a musician, playing alongside Husker Du's Bob Mould in the band Sugar. That's why Nucci got in touch.
He called me to record his band, Pre-Chase Park. It was the weirdest connection. He wanted to record with me because he loved Sugar and he loved these other bands I recorded. He knew people in bands I recorded. He's in college. And it's one of those calls you get. It's like, he seems cool. And it's like, okay, cool, let's do it. And we went over and recorded these two songs at John's. And right away, I loved it. And it's like, this guy is great. His music's great. He's this talented, like, kind of like shy, self-deprecating, funny guy. And I loved the songs. And I loved his playing and thought, he's great. And so at that point, like, I recorded everything he did.
And it was David, the person who helped Nucci make his music real, who Nucci's mother, Linda Phillips, called when Nucci didn't show up that year for Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean, we met, unfortunately, standing outside his locked apartment waiting for the landlord to let us in. And it was just when we found out what had happened. Although when we were standing out there, I think we all had a pretty good idea what had happened. So we always had very special relationship because we, you know, had met in these very emotionally fraught circumstances.
Nucci's band, Konkak, released only one album, the one David recorded with him, after his death in 1996. It was called Only When the Right Side Glows. But Linda Phillips did not want her son's musical legacy to end there. She wanted to channel the grief of losing her son into something that could help other musicians going through the same thing he did.
She called me and had this idea. She said, you know, Nucci always had these, like, terrible practice spaces. He had, like, several ideas. It's like, shouldn't there be a place for people like Nucci to get help? Yes. What if there was a way that they could have a way to get counseling when they need it, non-judgmental? And why do they have everybody practice in such crappy places? You know, these places are so grim. Like, somebody's mom walking in. It's like if my mom, whenever my mom walked into any of the places I lived and I was like college, young, single guy, I was like, I'm sure it's just like horrified.
Nucci Space is anything but grim. As soon as you walk into the building, you're greeted with warmth. A volunteer behind the front desk offers us coffee and cookies. A small group of friends is sitting on the couches in the main lobby. There's a big front porch and a grassy patio in the back, and you can hear music coming out of the practice rooms beyond the lobby, drifting past the door of Linda's room, a comforting space where support groups meet, named for Linda Phillips after her passing in 2021. It's a place that feels welcoming.
and safe. CEO Bob Sleppy has been with Nucci Space since it started in 1999.
We focus on the music community in Athens, mainly because Nucci was a musician. There's a huge need for it here, especially when we started 24, 25 years ago. Most people weren't insured, didn't have access to mental health care, and we wanted to kind of fill that niche.
Nucci Space is a resource center where musicians can get connected with mental health services.
We have worked with different providers here in Athens, and they have reduced their rates for us. We ask that musicians pay a small portion of that, mainly for the idea of kind of having some skin in the game. And then the thing that makes us different than a referral agency is that we continue to stay in contact with this person. And so we become their support system.
But mental health care doesn't stop at traditional treatment. At Nucci Space, they also have their own recording studio and rehearsal spaces that musicians can rent out, and programs like Camp Amped, a summer camp for middle and high school-aged musicians. Beyond its services, the organization's work extends out to Athens, helping shape the way people in town talk about mental health and suicide.
First misconception that I had about suicide in general was that you didn't talk about it, that if someone, you know, said that they weren't feeling good or were contemplating suicide, like, you really wouldn't kind of lean into that. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't want to put that idea in their head. And I've learned that that idea has been in their head for a very long time. And the best thing you can do is talk about it and really build some trust between that person that needs the help.
David Barbie has stayed close to Nucci Space since its founding. He was on the board of directors for many years and still serves as an advisor and a fierce advocate for their work. He knows how critical it is, especially in a place where music is so interwoven with everyday life.
The mental health challenges for creative people are real and they're different to me. Because it's part of people's creative processes. It's like, in order to touch his deepest emotions to create great art, most creative people are on the roller coaster a little bit. We all are to some degree, you know. And I know that from, like, people, like, working with, you know, hundreds, thousands of musicians over the years, creating my own music, people I played with, people who I've made records with, that the ups and downs are what make the great art.
While artists may face unique mental health challenges, Bob Sleppy wants to make sure no one ever feels isolated.
One of the things we do is we've been kind of taught to pull into ourselves a lot and kind of, you know, your problems are your problems alone. We try to push back on that and let people know, like, you know, you're not in this alone. We're doing this together, and if you don't feel well, all you have to do is say, I need some help, you know, and we'll be there.
Even if you know someone's there, asking for help takes a lot of courage. Bob says making Nucci Space more like a community center than a therapist's office makes it easier for people to walk in the door.
The rehearsal spaces, I think, help build that bond. And I also think it takes away from the stigma of mental illness, because we're on a pretty, I don't know, high traffic corner here. And so if this was just a counseling center, you know, somebody might drive by and see, like, somebody's van outside and go, like, oh, what's going on with that? But when you come to Nucci Space, you could be here to rehearse. You could be here for an AA meeting. You could be here for counseling. You can be here for camp. You can be here for so many different things. And it's just like, it's just another thing that you do. And so having rehearsal spaces just allows us a place to be.
The organization has been embraced by the music community. All of Athens' biggest bands have wrapped their arms around Nucci Space in one way or another.
And so I think that's really helped us kind of grow outside. Drive-by truckers, both Patterson and his wife Rebecca have been on our board of directors. We've had a really long relationship with Widespread Panic. We do this thing called Rock and Raffle, where they give us tickets to different shows. The B-52s, before they retired, they went on their last tour and they showed a clip about Nucci Space before every single show. And then, you know, the band that everybody knows is REM, and they kind of set the tone for almost all bands in town, and that's really to take care of their fans and to build that relationship with fans. I know the Truckers, you know, very much take a page out of that book, and then we also do that here, as we take care of the people that take care of us.
The night it grows so long that you put it in a song, suddenly the whole world wants to sing. So you move to higher ground and set some deep roots down and try to keep a grip on everything.
David Barbee still remembers recording with Nucci's band. There's a moment on the album, Only When the Right Side Glows, where you get to hear a little bit of Nucci in the studio. It's a track called Christmas Time.
Just like, what I mean, I don't want the sleigh bells going shh with it. I just want it like, it'll be like shh, and then the hand claps come in. Well, let's just try it and see how it sounds, all right? Come on, Kyle.
There's a little snippet of conversation before the song Christmas Time that I know you insisted on keeping on the album. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. That is between Nucci and the drummer Kyle Spence. Kyle went on to play with Harvey Milk, and he is now Kurt Vile's touring drummer. Kyle still lives in Athens. So it's hot as hell July day, and we go to Rocket Sound over on Millage and to record this song. And then Nucci has this idea about the sleigh bells, and you hear the little conversation where, you know, Kyle's, you know, going to kind of humorously glum about the concept of him being asked to play sleigh bells. He's a phenomenal 21-year-old rock drummer, and you hear Nucci's like, you don't like sleigh bells? You know, come on, Kyle. And he starts laughing. Of course, we're going to do it. But yeah, that little snippet of his personality, to me, from the very beginning, it's like, that has to be on there. Let this guy live. It's like, let's celebrate this guy's life rather than just have him be this perpetual tragic figure. That because the tragedy is real. The suicide was a crushing, heartbreaking thing. But the guy himself was, you know, it's like he was a friend who was a great guy, and his self-deprecating good humor is depicted in that little 10-second snippet.
How do you think the presence of Nucci's in Athens has changed how the city thinks and talks about mental health?
We live in such a polarized era right now. Nucci Space is the one thing in Athens that everybody agrees on. Everybody loves Nucci Space. Every musical entity in Athens all buy into Nucci Space. The punk rockers, the jam bands, the country bands, it doesn't matter. Everybody's in on Nucci Space. And Nucci Space raised the awareness of mental health issues by destigmatizing it in Athens, by having this thing that it's like, we're here to help. And Nucci Space has absolutely just destigmatized it and made it just a part of life here that we all acknowledge. We've got physical help. You don't feel like you're going to get judged if you get a cold. You're not worried about telling somebody you broke your leg. It's okay to tell them that you're not feeling good inside too.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. I want to thank David Barbee and Bob Sleppy for talking with us. Thanks also to the folks at Nucci Space for their help with this story, and Miguel Perez for producing it. I'm Raina Duras. We'll be back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases and reissues coming out this week. Billie Eilish releases her highly anticipated album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Cage the Elephant's Neon Pill is coming out. Everyone's getting involved. A tribute to Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, featuring The National, Blonde Shell, The Linda Lindas, Paramore, Lorde, Chicano Batman, and many more will be released. The Avett Brothers will drop their self-titled album. Collective Soul celebrate their 30th anniversary with the release of their 12th studio album, Here to Eternity. Slash will put out Orgy of the Damned, featuring Chris Robinson, Gary Clark Jr., Chris Stapleton, Iggy Pop, and more. And Guster's new album, Ooh La La, will come out. Catch Guster as our May artist in residence Saturdays at 6. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Before the break, you heard the final installment of our Sense of Place Athens, Georgia series. Really inspiring story. Cannot say enough good things about Nucci Space. Just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. Feels like something that every city should have. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe. And you can find all Sense of Place Athens sessions at worldcafe.org and on our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can find videos and pictures on our social media at World Cafe. You can see the church steeple from St. Mary's Episcopal Church that the folks at Nucci Space are preserving out behind their building. Happens to be the very first place your next band ever played. REM, Losing My Religion.
Virginia jail for my lover, $20,000 bail for my lover, and everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. If I had to risk my life so I could have you, 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 you. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, show me up and I tell him lies for my lover, everybody thinks I'm the fool, they don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. I'd climb a mountain if I had to risk my life so I could have you. You, 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 you. Follow my heart, leave my head to ponder deep in this love no man can shake. Follow my heart, lead my mind to wonder, is this love worth sacrifices I make? 2 weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, $20,000 bail for my lover, every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, show me up and I tell him lies for my lover, everybody thinks I'm the fool, they don't get any love from you, things we won't do for love, climb a mountain if I had. Risk my life so I could have you.
You're listening to World Cafe.
Thank you.
I know someone's going to get mad at me for this, but I think I like Wall of Voodoo's cover of Ring of Fire better than the Johnny Cash original. Please do not send hate mail. More music in a minute on World Cafe.
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Pearl Jam is bringing their Dark Matter tour to the Kia Forum with special guest Deep Sea Diver on May 21st and 22nd. Tickets for both shows are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Pearl Jam, the Kia Forum, May 21st and 22nd. Ooh, I, oh,
This week, 7 out of 10 of us had a cup of coffee, 3 out of 20 of us played Wordle, and about 1 in 100 of us visited an emergency room. You may not know when you'll need us, but in America's hospitals and health systems, we're ready for you today and every day. As we celebrate National Hospital Week, we want to thank you for trusting us with your care. Without you, we can't treat Grandma's stroke, save a neighbor from a heart attack, or be the first to say hello to your newest member of the family. We work best when we work with you. We're here to help, here for health, and here for you.
The SoCal Sound is listener-supported public radio. Join us as we celebrate independent radio at BeneFest 2024 at the Alex Theater in Glendale on Saturday, June 15th. Enjoy performances by Jade Burke. Yes, you, if you love her and you nod and say, oh-ho. Kayukis. Should have been my high school lover. Gems. Take me back to the time when I had not a thing to wait on my mind. MP York. Support public radio and experience great live music with us. The SoCal Sound BeneFest 2024, Saturday, June 15th at the Alex Theater. Tickets are available now at thesocalsound.org, alextheater.org, and ticketmaster.com.
Thanks to our partners at Subaru of Glendale.
Hey, I'm Raina. It's World Cafe. If you are a fan of LCD Sound System, especially their long songs that have lots and lots of fun, clever lyrics that you can still dance to, you might like this. It's Yard Act, the Trenchcoat Museum.
I'm reclaiming the trench coat. Who, from, and what for? Because I wear it when I'm headed off to war. Yeah, the longer the coat, the tougher you are. A man drags along the floor through the sweatshop shrapnel. It gets trapped in my car door. And I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were. And I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir. Cause you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings. The way that it swishes and swings, it sings. History of the trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream. Stuffed and bursting at the seams, cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trench coat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a log trucker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Ah! Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, secondhand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat will see me through. When I'm gone, I want all of my trench coats framed and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too. Cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go.
Really knows all I know.
Be Sweet from Japanese Breakfast. This is World Cafe. Been showing you around Athens, Georgia this week and last week for our Sense of Place Athens series. Now, Athens is nicknamed the Classic City, and that's because it was named after Athens, Greece, which was a thriving democratic city in the 5th and 4th centuries, part of the Classical era. Now, here's Vampire Weekend, a new song from them called Classical.
Couldn't meet your big blues. 400 million animals competing for the zoo. It's such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical. Stands today, that sinking feeling fades, but never really goes away. A staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding.
But you